Today we'll be discussing the halachic shaila of whether one is allowed to correspond to the dead in any way. Meaning, are you allowed to daven at the kever of Rav Akiva and ask Rav Akiva to daven for us? Are you allowed to, and also, are you allowed to daven to malachim, to angels, and ask them to intercede on our behalf or to do their shlichus correctly? Meaning, if you have a malach of Raphael who's supposed to heal people, can you ask him to do his job of healing people in a quick, nice way? Before we begin, as always, the shenap be relied upon for halachic psak, and a rav should be consulted. So, the Gemara in Saita Daf Lamed Daled Mabez tells us that when Kalev ben Yefuna came with the other Meraglim to look at Eretz Yisrael, he went to Chevron. Everyone else, they were doing the other things, and Kalev went to Chevron. So the Gemara tells us, what did he do? Why did he go to Chevron? The Gemara says, he went to Chevron to go to the graves of the Avos, and he said, Omer Lehen, he said to the Avos, Avosai, my fathers, Bikshu alai rachamim she'enotzel me'atzas miraglim. Please daven for me that I should be saved and not be ensnared by the miraglim, by the spies. So he asked the Avos to daven for him. So the precedent already is set from the Gemara in Saita, the Kalev ben Yefuna did that. So therefore, I want to discuss today that concept. Are you allowed to ask people who aren't alive anymore to daven for you? Are you allowed, and what should you have in mind when you go to the kever? And similar with Malachim, it's a similar type of shaila. Before we really get into the shaila, it has to be very, very clear. This is a very important distinction to know, and that is, to daven to Malachim, or to daven to Rabbanim who aren't alive anymore, asking them to help you is absolutely forbidden according to everyone. That was a form of Avodah Zarah. That's a terrible thing. To go to, let's say, Rav Akiva's kever, or a lot of people go to the Lubavitcher Rebbe's kever, you go to the Lubavitcher Rebbe's kever, Rav Akiva, you go to these tzaddikim and you say to them, please, Rav Akiva, help me. I need a shidduch, help me. To ask them to help, meaning implying that they are the ones who are in charge, is obviously aser, according to everyone. The Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchos Avodah Zarah, explains at length, I'm not going to right now, but that was the big mistake of Dor Enosh. Dor Enosh was a complete generation that was rampant of Avodah Zarah before the Mabul. And the Rambam explains that they didn't just decide one day to do Avodah Zarah. What they did was, they thought to themselves, Hashem has middlemen, so we'll talk to the middlemen. And eventually, they forgot about that there was Hashem on top of the middlemen, and they just davened to the middlemen. That concept of davening to Rav Akiva and having the thought process that Rav Akiva has kochos to do something is obviously not allowed, and so to the malachim, that's obviously forbidden. Our discussion is, are you allowed to daven to the malachim to intercede on your behalf, or to do their shlichus correctly? Or you will have to daven to Rav Akiva and ask him to daven for you. Not that he has the kochos, of course he doesn't have the kochos, but maybe he could daven for you. So, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Daled Amud Beis, says, Rav Yochanan Amar Lo'olam Yivakish Adam Rachamim, Shiyo Hakol Ma'amtin Es Kocho, Valyu Lo Tzar Milmala. Rashi explains what Rav Yochanan is saying, is that a person should always daven that the malachim will help him. She sayu malachir asharis lavakish rachamim, that the malachim in Shemayim will help him and daven for him. That you should always ask the malachim to help you. So it seems from this Gemara that there is such a precedent that you're allowed to ask the malachim, or the dead would probably be the same halacha, that there's such a concept that you could ask them to daven for you, to intercede for you through to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gesher HaChayim in Chelek Beis Perek Chavav explains that there were many, many tefillos that were written by big Rishonim, including that imply that part of the tefillah is actually having a correspondence with the malachim. We say this a lot of times in Slichos, Malachi Rachamim, Mishar Se'elyon, Chaluna Pnei Kel, asking the malachim to daven to Hashem for us, Midas HaRachim, Aleinu Hizkal Galil, Fnei Konecha, Techinyasi HaPili. We say, Machnisei Rachamim, Hachnisos Rachamenu, we're asking those angels who are in charge of, who bring in the Rachamim in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do their job, we're asking them to, we're corresponding to the angels. So there is such a precedent. We daven Barchuni L'Shalom, we're asking the angels to bless us on Friday night. So there is such a precedent. The Sefer Otzer HaTfilas in the introduction, Rav Aryeh Leib Gordon Zatzal discusses this shaila at length, and he says that a lot of people disagree. We'll see who they are, but a lot of people disagree and feel that all these tefillos are not allowed, and it's actually borderline. It's got a little bit of an Avodah Zarah type feel to it. And he says, but you know, these tefillos were written by big Rishonim, big poskim, so it's hard to say that they did something wrong. And he says that he found in the Tshuvas HaGaonim that the Tshuvas HaGaonim seems to imply that it was allowed. So we've seen that there are certain poskim who do allow for you to ask the malachim to do their job and go in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and bring the rachamim for us, asking them to intercede for us. There's such a precedent. However, many poskim disagreed. There were many rabbonim, most notably the Maral, who amended the tefillas, the text of the tefillas. They changed the tefillas to not imply direct correspondence to Malachim. The Sefer Otzar HaTefillas continues that Rav Yaakov Tzvi Me Ecklenburg, in his Siddur Ian Tefila, actually changed a lot of the tefillas, and he says that Rav Chaim Volozhiner, instead of saying Malachi Rachim in Mishar Se Elyon, he would say Avos HaOlam Ahuvei Elyon Chaluna, and other times they would say the Maral said, instead of saying Machnisei Rachim in Hachnisu Es Rachamenu, instead of saying to the Malachim to please bring the tefillos in front of Hashem, it's Malachi Rachim Yachnisu Rachamenu, describing Hashem, asking Hashem to do it. That there is such a precedent that they would change the tefillos in order to avoid this problem. Rav Moshe Feinstein, in the last volume of Igros Moshe, that came out right after he died, in Chelek Hei, Daf Kuf Mem Vav, says that his father actually changed the tefillas, that he would say, instead of Chaluna, it was Yachaluna Pnei Kel. Again, a lot of changing the Nusach to imply, to not have this issue. And he says that his father on Shabbos would not, instead of Shalom Aleichem, he would skip the tefillah of Baruchuni L'Shalom. Because he says, although there were poskim who did allow asking the malachim to do their job, he felt that it was best to be avoided, because according to many, many Rishonim, many Achronim, it seems to not be allowed. I remember in my yeshiva, they skipped Machnisei Rachamim. They just took out the tefillah, they completely skipped it. So there is such a precedent. So that's when it comes to davening to malachim, to ask them to do their shlichus. Rav Moshe Feinstein pretty much explains that the whole shaila is, could you ask a malach to do their shlichus in a nice way? But when it comes to the people who aren't alive anymore, to ask them to do their, to daven for you, that's a similar type of shaila. Are you allowed to do that? So according to those poskim that said before that malachim are okay, it seems that davening to the people who aren't alive would also be okay. And according to the people, the poskim who say malachim is not okay, then it would seem that you're not allowed to correspond to the dead anyway. Meaning, just to summarize how this halachic shaila would be relevant, when you go to Rav Akiva's grave, are you asking Rav Akiva to daven for you, according to those who allow it, or according to those who don't allow malachim, what you would do when you go to Rav Akiva is you would say to Hashem, Hashem, please answer me in the schus of this big tzaddik who's buried right here. He'll be a similar type of shaila. Rav Moshe Feinstein pretty much explains, he says that when it comes to those who aren't alive, there's reasons to say that they're to be more lenient than davening to malachim, but on the opposite, there's also reasons to be more stringent, for reasons I can't get into right now. So therefore, he says it's a machlokas. He says that it's a machlokas pretty much between the Shach and the Bach. It's also a machlokas between the Chachma Sodom and the Chadra Deya. So, and Lamaisa, the Chachma Sodom says that it's Aser. And the Mishabura, in Siman Tov Kuf Pei Aleph, Sivkat and Chav Zayin, also seems to imply this. He says, Al Yasim Magmasei Neged Amesim, you should never dive into the dead people directly. Ach Yevak Yishma Hashem Yisbarach, Olav Rachman, B'schus HaTzadikim, Sheikh Niyafa, rather, you should ask Hashem to help you in the schus of the tzaddik. So the Mishabura seems to hold that it's Aser. However, the Minchas Olos and the Munkacher Rebbe in Chela Gimel Simi Gimel allows it. The Darki Tshuva also quotes those who allow it. So it seems to be a machlokas. Again, you have to ask a shaila. You have to go with your Mesora. I always thought it was interesting. I could be wrong about this, but every, you know, a lot of times at funerals, they ask those who passed away to be a Melitz Yosher for the family. That seems to be according to those who allow it. According to those who don't, who forbid any communication with the dead, I'm not sure how you could say he should be a Melech Yosher. Maybe I don't know. Maybe it's a different. That's a different intention with that statement. But I don't know. But it seems to be a machlokas. All questions could be sent to avizakatinsky@gmail.com. avizakutinsky@gmail.com.